Stephen said in Acts chapter 7 and verse 39, in their hearts they turned back again into Egypt. We must remember that man looks upon the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. It is God who tries the hearts of men. He knows our spiritual status. Multitudes in the churches of America today are backslidden in heart. This is the reason for the lack of revival and the spiritual coldness that has gripped the ranks of Christianity. Christ said in Luke 9:62, no man having put his hand to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38 and 39 we read, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Like I said in one of my previous lessons, there is a way back for the backslidden in heart. If you are backslider, out of communion with Christ, and feel as though friends have turned you down and there is no hope, let me show you the way back to God. In Malachi 3:7, God says, return unto me, and I will return unto you. The first thing you need to do is take a look at yourself. If you've been blaming your backsliding on others or on conditions and circumstances, then you should realize that you are a free moral agent. God has given you a will with which to do good or evil, and through your sinning, backsliding was a choice of your own. You did not have to backslide. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, God's word says, my grace is sufficient. God is able to help you stand. So the responsibility of backsliding is upon your own shoulders. I've heard people say, I backslid sitting on the church pew. I doubt that. You backslid at home and on your job and in your thought process, things that you were thinking. You had not been thinking on things that were true, honest, and just. You were not thinking on things that were pure and lovely and of good report. You were not thinking on virtuous things, things that had praise in them. You were thinking thoughts of the world. You were relishing again back where you had been delivered from, Egypt. The first step in the way back is self-realization. Come to yourselves like the prodigal son did. When he came to himself, what did he say? How many hired servants in my father's house have bread enough to spare? And I am perished with hunger. When he came to himself, he remembered in his father's house everything and everybody was well off. Yet he, outside of the father's house, was dying of hunger and thirst. So he said, I will arise and go to my father. No man can do this until he has first come to himself. Sin produces spiritual insanity and blinds the mind to true reason. Therefore, one cannot see spiritual things in their proper perspectives. But when he allows the Spirit to illuminate his mind, he comes to himself. And when the prodigal came to himself, he said, I will arise and go to my father. Friend, you've got to do more than just think about your backsliding. If you want to get back with God, you've got to get up and get back to the Father. You draw nigh unto him, he'll draw nigh unto you. And when you get to the Father, your next step is to repent. The Son said to the Father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. The Father is faithful to forgive you of all of your sins. The Father said to his servants, bring the best robes and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He will accept you. Return now. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.